Module 5D. Listening Skills. Exercises 1B and 2. Page 76.
Good evening, listeners. This is the Entertainment Show with Gil Parker. Today we're talking to John Ledley, presenter of the successful TV jazz program The Blue Note. Welcome to the Entertainment Show, John.
Thank you, Gil. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you are here tonight to talk about a concert you attended last night that was very special to you. Can you start by telling us why this concert was so special?
Well, it was a live performance by the legendary singer-songwriter Tom Waits. I can remember the first time I heard the distinctive voice of Tom Waits on his album Closing Time. My father was a jazz and blues fanatic, and he had a good collection of records. He played music every evening when he was relaxing after work. I must have been 6 years old the first time I heard him playing Closing Time. I didn't really discover the rest of Waits' work until I was in my late teens in the early 1990s. By then, I was already building up quite an extensive CD collection of my own. I bought all his albums, from Closing Time, which had been recorded in 1973, up to the Black Rider soundtrack, which had just been released. From this moment, it was my dream to see Waits performing live on stage.
So, did you go to see your music idol in concert back then?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I remember looking at upcoming gigs at the time, and he was not listed to play that year. I decided to look back at when he last performed in England to get an idea of how often he goes on tour. Well, I found out that he hadn't played a live show in this country since his Big Time tour in 1987. I feared then that I'd never see Waits in the flesh. During the 1990s, he started doing a lot more work composing film soundtracks or even playing acting roles in films. I convinced myself that I was born in the wrong generation to appreciate Waits as a music performer.
We all know how big a fan you are of Tom Waits. You've performed some of his songs yourself on your own music show. So, how long did you have to wait before you finally saw your idol on stage?
Well, in the late 90s, I was a young music journalist, and I was lucky enough to interview Tom Waits for a magazine. I was in California for the interview, but he wasn't playing any live shows at the time. I told him to come on tour to England soon so I could see him perform live. I mustn't have been very persuasive, though, because he didn't tour Europe at all in those next few years. But, eventually, he came to London's Hammersmith Apollo, which is a fantastic live music venue, in 2004 as part of his Real Gone tour. It had been 17 years since he last performed in England, and all the tickets sold out in half an hour. I was doing well with my career in the music industry at the time, so I was fortunate enough to get a free ticket. It was the best night of my life. He growled through his songs in that deep, throaty voice of his. He conveyed so much emotion in his music, his voice and his gestures. His theatrical movements were also very humorous at times. I saw that he was a real showman. I had expected so much from him, and he didn't let me down.
You didn't have to wait 17 years for him to return to England. So, what can you tell us about last night's concert?
Well, it's very difficult to describe just how good a performance he gave. This time, he played a wider variety of songs. In 2004, he had been promoting an album that had just been released, but this concert was filled with a mixture of his old classics and some rare and unreleased songs. The audience was so excited before he started to play that they gave Waits a standing ovation as he entered the arena. You could see that Waits takes a lot of the energy from the crowd and puts it back into his performance. He sang in his usual deep growling voice. He sat down to play the piano on some of his older ballads. He played his newer stuff too, which is still inspired by old blues and soul sounds, mixed with his own vocal noises, acting as a percussion instrument more than a singing voice. It was a remarkable performance, especially for a man in his mid-60s.
It sounds like a unique concert experience, John. Can you describe some other aspects of the concert? What about the staging? The other musicians?
Waits has composed for films and musical plays, so you could expect his staging to be quite theatrical. At last night's concert, it was not. The stage was only filled with the instruments and amps for the music. There was not much in the way of lighting around the stage. The lights were kept quite low for most of the concert, but the music was amplified to a deafening level. Waits has regular musicians who record and play live with him. The theatrics are all supplied by Waits himself. He knows exactly how to prepare the audience for the songs. He is just great.
I know the answer to my next question, but I'll ask anyway. Would you recommend our listeners to go and see this performance?
I would certainly recommend that listeners go and see Tom Waits perform live. The only problem is that the rest of his shows are sold out, and we don't know when he will next return to this country to perform. The good news is that last night's performance will be released as a live album, and there will also be a DVD made of this tour, which will include the best bits from all his shows. You may also be glad to hear that Tom has agreed to come onto my TV show on Sunday evening to play a couple of his songs.
I'll definitely watch that. That's all we've got time for just now. Thank you to our guest, John Ledley. We hope to have you back in our studio again soon.
Thank you, Gil.